It's Fred Nat's On Deck pregame show, a Sunday in Fredericksburg. Freddie's going for 5 out of 6 this week against the Augusta Green Jackets. Eric Bach joined by the skipper, Jake Lowry. And Skip, this week has been great, obviously, for a lot of different reasons, I think, because in my opinion, the four wins have come in four very different ways. And I mean, this baseball team is showing that it can hit, showing it can pitch, showing it can pitch in clutch situations, play defense when it needs to. I mean, this is a total team week, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. I mean, it's what we've been talking about all year. The theme of the year, you know, is complete game wins, complete games total. But like you said, we had really good starting pitching from Luke Young. We've had a bullpen game where they've picked us up. Our offense has been pretty steady Eddie all week. And even when we lost, you know, 2 games ago, we fought back in the end and made it, you know, respectable, you know, what we try to do. Tell these guys that at-bats count no matter what the score is. So, like you said, man, it's been a great week of just good baseball all around.
Everybody has had a good week in the lineup, but that top six that we roll out there most days with Max Romero and Quintana mixed in with the draft guys, that's about as good as it gets right now at this level. Hard for an opposing pitcher to get through that unscathed.
Yeah, I mean, like you said, 1 through 6 has been really good, especially 2, 3, 4. These guys have just, you know, they're college bats, right? They're advanced. They're guys that take advantage of mistakes and then make the pitchers, you know, they punish him. And then a lot of times these guys will take their RBIs, they'll take their walks. They use the whole field, and that's just something that we preach. And, you know, it's kudos to our scouting department to get these guys that are – they're ready to play. They're big, strong-bodied kids, and you know nothing really seems to faze them.
Pitching staff has had a lot of roster turnover. There's been some injuries, but two steady, Eddie consistent guys have both pitched great this week. Luke Young had maybe one of the best starts the entire year for us, just one hit earlier in the week. And then Riley yesterday battled through some early traffic on the base pass and got into the sixth inning. I mean, those two guys have been so consistent all year long for you.
Yeah, no, they're making their starts. They're pitching their innings. That's part of the season, right? Like your first full season, you want guys to post every time they get to pitch, whether it's twice a week, once a week, you know, depending on the rotation. But Luke Young pitching into the six innings for us, you know, the one solo homer. Riley pitching into the six, which he's had trouble doing this year with getting out of the first inning or throwing too many pitches for, you know, what our organization believes in. It was big for him to get that six up. Get us into contention and let us, you know, just swing away. But the rest of the bullpen did a really good job of these guys coming in and throwing up zeros and minimizing the damage. And that's something that we've been priding ourselves on, and especially with the new guys coming in, knowing that you leave runners out there, we want to strand them. And that's one of our big keys.
And your job isn't to know or decide when Dylan Cruz goes, but the fact that he's been here as long as he has and done what he has done for us, it's just fun for me to watch every day. I mean, he just obviously he's a super impressive player, but I think the thing that impresses me the most about him is how he does every little thing as well as anybody. Is that something that sticks out to you as well?
Yeah, no, I mean, like I talked to somebody from the post and I just said he's a ball player, man. Like he just does a lot of really good things really well. You know, there's not one thing where I'm like, man, that's like a superstar power or anything like that. It's that he just does everything pretty well. And that's a big compliment as someone coming, you know, naming somebody a baseball player, a ball player, right? So for me, it just, you know, you plug him in the lineup in the two hole, he goes and gets balls in center field, he hits the cutoff man, he cuts balls off to keep guys at first base with a double play to keep that in order. He has good at-bats, man, grinds at-bats out, takes his walks, he runs the bases hard, he just does a lot of really good things right. And it's another good thing about our scouting department, man. These guys, we picked up some baseball players with Morales, Pinckney, Nunez, these guys that have come in and just done their really good job.
Morales was my next guy. I feel like he's flown somewhat under the radar because he hasn't hit a home run yet. You know it's coming, but the extra base power is there. And to all fields, the way that he drives the ball the other way is really impressive.
Yeah, I mean, to me, he's a younger Machado at third base. He's smooth with everything he does. He speaks both languages. I think we talked about that. It's just really key for, you know, in this baseball world. But I mean, he got $2.6 million for a reason, man. I mean, we got him at the beginning of the second round, and to me, that's like a steal. I think he's just a cornerstone in this system. I think he'll continue to rise up, just like Dylan and Pinckney and Nunez, Brownie, all these new guys that have come from big college programs. I think they're getting their feet wet, man. But this kid's special.
When's the last time a player of yours was on SportsCenter Top 10?
Man, I don't know. I don't know if we had maybe JY last year once maybe.
Yeah.
But yeah, Nunez number two play. Very cool. I think he tried to make it a little bit look cooler than it was, but I gave him a little smoke for that. But no, that was really cool. Especially, you know, it just shows the Fredericksburg Nationals on a national spotlight. You know, your voice is on there. It was pretty cool.
Yeah.
And they didn't mute you on there like they would Joey. So,
Jake Lauer here on Fred Nats on Deck. Last one for you, Liam Sullivan today. Kind of a late switch in the rotation this week. He's a draft guy that has been solid for us so far. What are you hoping for him today?
You know, just to fill it up, man. Not worry about, he's going to be on a light load, you know, probably three-ish innings, and then Amaral right after him. So, you know, hopefully we have like two starters going. You know, for me, I just want him to fill it up. He's a big body kid. He works fast. He controls a run game. I'm excited for him to get another start. I know he had a short one in Lynchburg, but when he came out of the pen, he was pretty good. So, looking for him to having his day and, try to get that fifth win of the week.
Jake Lauer and the Freddies looking for the fifth win of the week today at 1:35. Thank you, Skipper.
No problem, Eric. Go Freddies.